Adam, the U.S. Transportation Secretary and the FAA announced this week or creating really a task force to develop recommendations for the registration process of UAVs. What all does that mean for companies that utilize UAVs or farmers and folks that use them on their operations?
It's going to be a simple process where name, address, and serial number of the drone, and I believe it's going to be some sort of a fee involved to register that drone. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal to get it done, but it's going to hold us more. It's going to hold everybody more accountable.
Is there a concern for the registration process for folks that utilize them on their farms, or for companies like Precision Drone that utilize them in their operations?
I think there's going to be mild concern. I think it's about like any other. Farmers have never done any registering of equipment before, so that's going to be new. I think as long as the FAA makes it easy, they're talking like a portal system to be able to register these online. I think most farmers that are going to be using this technology are going to be able to register online. And I think as long as we keep it inside those parameters, I think it'll be fine.
Fox said, the transportation secretary said that registering unmanned aircraft will help build a culture of accountability and responsibility. Is that something that is an issue within the agriculture industry, or is that more so directed for folks outside of our industry?
That is definitely for the hobbyists. That is not the agricultural community. Agriculture community by far is probably the most responsible of anybody going to be operating the drone. They are going to be the least likely to have an accident. They're essentially flying over fields, and so if something does happen and one does go down, the chances of it hitting something of importance is very, very low. So I feel like all these rules are being set up for homeowners and anybody that's just going to be operating it for a hobby.